This bill just says that we will refer to all public holidays as they are traditionally, and I would renew my motion or answer any questions, Mr. President.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from 14th.
Senator from St. Clair, please.
Does the senator yield?
I yield.
Yields, you may inquire.
Senator, what holiday do we not call by its appropriate name?
I assume that this is probably winter break. We should refer to it as Christmas, Thanksgiving, as the traditional names that we have used across the years. What it lists here are New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
we
Lincoln's
call
birthday.
What do we call New Year's Day?
New Year's Day. Washington's birthday, Easter, Truman Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Independence, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa.
I guess my question is, what's the purpose of this legislation? I mean, I don't know that we do not use these days at all anyway now. I mean, looks like we're kind of looking for a problem here. What precipitated this legislation? Jesus Christ.
I don't think I can answer that question. I think that
I recognize this is a House bill, and probably with your length of time here in the Senate, you wouldn't probably put something like this forward. But I'm just trying to figure out, are we wasting our time here? What else do we call Christmas?
Xmas. I think it's
let's hold, and I'm the, not, hold I, the conversations down so we can hear debate.
Thank you. And I'm not trying to be facetious. Time to time, we've been up here, we're doing just kind of frivolous things when we have Mr. Chairman, Mr. President.
Senator.
I can't hear, please. Can we get a little order? He left.
Proceed, Senator.
I'm not trying to be facetious, but, I mean, with all the things that we're trying to deal with this year, and we're renaming or putting in statute the names of these holidays that we already call the days. I'm just trying to understand what's the purpose of it.
I think it is to maintain the traditional names so that as we, for breaks, for holidays, we call them like they are instead of getting away. I think basically, and some of these are religious holidays and some of them are not religious holidays, but to just recognize them as they have traditionally been recognized.
So there's another thing we've been calling Thanksgiving. What? I'm just trying to understand, Senator. It's just almost a joke to me that we're coming here in the statutes trying to put Thanksgiving in as Thanksgiving Day, and that's what we already do. I guess I'm just baffled at this. I don't know. It looks like we're having a searching for a problem here. You know,
I think it's coming pretty traditionally that Christmas break is no longer Christmas break. It's holiday break. And
maybe that's kind of in your neck of the woods, I guess. I don't know.
I think that's probably the target.
Christmas, having Christmas.
Uh-huh. If you're going to have a Christmas break, you ought to have a Christmas break.
It's not. I don't know if it's necessarily a Christmas break. I think it's the end of the semester break. You know, Christmas just falls in there, end of the semester or whatever. But I guess, all right, Senator, I'm going to leave it alone. But I just think that all the things that we have to do, I just think this is absolutely ridiculous. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 24th, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from St. Clair.
Senator from St. Clair, would you yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
Thank you. What's the number of your bill?
Well, it's 128 and 340.
128.
I had a hard time finding it, too, Senator.
I know it's in here because I have great staff. But
I assume we're on consent bills.
Yeah. Yeah, well, whatever. I saw it in rules. Part of my point is has to do with looking at it. But, Senator, I'm not sure exactly what you're your discussion with, thank you, with the senator from the 14th was, but I want to tell you, I think this is micromanaging to such a ridiculous extent that it's embarrassing. You know.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, Senator.
that we've done this?
Right.
Well, it's probably true. But, you know, when you catch it and try to. You know, we put in law, I know the issue is Christmas. Some people take winter break, and other people get all offended because they take winter break and not Christmas break. Well, not everybody celebrates Christmas, so why they can't have winter break, I don't know.
And I don't know that that's the big issue. That's just kind of what
because none of this other stuff has been an issue, nothing. And one of my problems, is we have put this in law. Do you know how many ways there are to spell Hanukkah?
No.
How many ways there are to spell Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
And we have put in law, we put in law a spelling. Now, what are we going to do to all those people who spell Hanukkah and Christmas, or Hanukkah and Kwanzaa differently? Is that going to be a problem? Jail? Our colleague says jail. that's the silliness of this. I'm just stunned at our silliness here.
And it wouldn't be the first
this.
Time.
I understand that, but it doesn't make me any happier that we're continuing the tradition. And if we're going to do this silliness, Senator, I have an amendment because we haven't included everything. So,
okay.
I think this is a silly bill, but it should be inclusive. So, Senator, if you don't mind, I'm going to add one more.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Mr. President. Mr. President.
Hello.
Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, were you on a holiday?
I was not on winter break.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. I'd like to send it forward and ask that it be read. It is short.
Please send your amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Bray, to amend House Committee Substitute for House Bills 128 and 340, page 1, section 9.020, line 4, by inserting at the end of said line the following, quote, September 28, 2009, September 18, 2010, October 8, 2011, September 26, 2012, September 14th, 2013, October 4th, 2014, September 23rd, 2015, October 12th, 2016, and September 30th, 2017 shall be known as Yom Kippur. Close quote.
Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of the amendment. Yom Kippur was left out of here, and there may be others. Maybe as we speak, some people are finding other legitimate observation days that were left out. So I would just say that let's don't leave out Yom Kippur, and I would hope the members would adopt the amendment.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 24th. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? The senator from the 14th, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Senator
from the 24th,
please.
Do you yield?
I yield.
She does. Proceed.
Why don't you go up to 2050?
You know what? I asked for the amendment, and I guess we'll just have to come back in 2016, and somebody will have to come back.
Well, somebody
has
to do it because we won't be here.
Going. I know. I guess we could have. We probably could have, but maybe that's all we could find on the calendars at this point. Honestly, you know, there's a calculation for when that observation is, and maybe that's all we could find in short notice.
I asked the senator from the 4th about Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Rosh Hashanah. Yes, that's a Jewish holiday.
Yes. Whoops. And that's, I know, in September usually. Whoops. Okay.
Well, and I believe
I believe
the Jewish faith has, now we have Passover, but they have Passover. What is that called? Do you know?
Well,
Passover. Okay.
Passover.
I got that information from another senator right here.
Well, yeah.
Let's.
And that is a multi-day period, so we guys we got to figure that one out.
I don't see Juneteenth on here.
Eight. Oh, there's another amendment. Okay. Yeah. You know how I know Rosh Hashanah is in September?
How?
Some of our Jewish friends brought us a kitten on Rosh Hashanah one year, and so of course we named her Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
And that was in September.
You still have the kitten?
No, that was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
She was a great cat, though. She was a great cat. We used to roll up tinfoil and throw it back and forth, and she would jump up in the air and catch it.
Oh, wow. I'm not a cat person.
We weren't either.
Yeah,
until
I can
then.
Just kind of keep them where they are. Senator, I know what the purpose is of this, but I understand that it is about Christmas.
Yep.
And so I guess in order to disguise the fact that we're after Christmas, that we throw in all the rest of these holidays.
Yep. So we might as well do it upright. Don't you think, Senator?
I think so.
So we should have Rosh Hashanah being prepared over there, and Juneteenth.
Juneteenth would be prepared. We need to prepare.
And what was the other one? Did we come up with another
one? We said Passover, but they have Easter. Now listen, let me ask you. Now, that's very interesting. I was wondering, Kwanzaa, it's K-A sometimes, and some it's K-W.
Right.
Some it has...
I've seen two A's in the middle.
Two A's in the middle.
And one at the end.
So where did this spelling come from?
I don't know. But maybe we should have an amendment saying... that it's a matter of the phonetic. It's not a matter that we want, that no one can get in trouble if they misspell the words. How's that? Something like that. You know, all
if you misspell the holiday,
right? If you've got the holiday misspelled,
yeah,
that's not a grounds for any kind of.
So, Senator, bottom line to you, what is the issue? What is the issue here?
Beats me. I know. There. In the past few years, there's been all kinds of people getting worked up because some of us say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Because I personally don't always know whether someone celebrates Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So,
and of course,
I figure,
that's your right as a Missourian,
right.
As a citizen of the United States, that's
and
your
there
right
to... And
there's
several things that go on at the same time, like New Year's and Christmas and, you know, there's in Kwanzaa.
Right.
So if you say Happy Holidays and you celebrate, you know, you have a winter break... Then
right.
That's inclusive.
And Christmas is included in that.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. Okay.
I heard Cinco de Mayo. Is this in here?
Oh, my gosh, Cinco de Mayo. And you know what? 16 de septiembre is Mexican Independence Day, my birthday.
Okay. Well, your birthday ought to be in here.
If 16 gets in there, we'll
be. Let's celebrate your birthday.
That's right.
And that was September what?
16th.
I heard Groundhog Day.
Groundhog.
I heard Groundhog Day. I'm looking for days here.
That's right.
I'm getting them all down. Groundhog Day.
Well, I've got an amendment for one that we didn't even talk about, and it's Pioneer Day.
What's Pioneer Day?
Well, that's when... commemorate the entry of Brigham Young and the first group of Mormon pioneers into the Salt Lake Valley on July 24th, 1847.
And I think that's the Mormon religion. Is that
that's
correct?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. You know, it just, I guess it galls me, Senator, that, you know, we have selected a certain religion it's going to be, and, you know, that's it. We're not going to deal with anything else. And what, did you hear another one?
the senator with the Irish last name has mentioned St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that absolutely is true. That's not here.
He said, "Begorra and thank you."
St. Patrick. We're going to have lots of amendments for this one.
That's right.
Senator from St. Clair, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Bill on the informal calendar.
The bill shall be placed on the informal calendar.